This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. The Under-23 Tri-Nation Championship 2026 was inaugurated by Chief Minister Pema Khandu at the Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium UPIA on Wednesday. The inaugural ceremony was graced by India's football icon and former captain Sunil Chhetri along with Sports Minister Gento Jini. Addressing the gathering, the Chief Minister announced that a much-needed world-class football stadium at Itanagar has been sanctioned under the Prime Minister's Development Initiative for Northeast Region at an estimated cost of 200 crore rupees. He stated that construction work is set to commence within this year. Speaking on the occasion, football icon Sunil Chhetri encouraged the youth to take sports seriously and strive for excellence. The opening match of the tournament was won by Tajikistan against Bhutan by 1-0. The next match is scheduled for March 28, featuring India against Bhutan at 7 p.m. The government has said that all oil refineries in the country are operating at high capacity with adequate crude inventories in place. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas stated that sufficient stocks of petrol and diesel are also being maintained, with all retail outlets operating normally across the country and adequate stocks available at all petrol pumps. With the Strait of Hormuz remaining closed, the ministry stated that the government has taken a series of measures to maintain an uninterrupted supply of petroleum products and LPG across the country. It also noted that delivery of domestic LPG cylinders is normal throughout the country with no reported dry out at LPG distributorships. India defeated Pakistan 3-0 in the Group B fixture of the SAFF Under-20 Championship at the National Football Stadium in Maldives today. Vishal Yadav found the back of the net in the opening minutes of the first half and scored the first goal. The match's second goal was scored by Arunachal's Omang Dodum, doubling India's lead to 2-0. Omang Dodum later sealed the victory with a penalty in the 88th minute after Prashant Jaju was fouled inside the box. Pakistan, already beaten by Bangladesh, crashed out after their second consecutive loss. India and Bangladesh have now progressed to the semi-finals with their upcoming clash on March 28 set to decide the Group B topper. Winter sports training and the Open National Ski Mountaineering Championship is going to be held in Tawang, Arunachal Pradesh from 5th to 14th April. The championship will be held on 15th April. International Ski Mountaineering Federation, SKIMO India Federation and Department of Youth Affairs, Government of Arunachal Pradesh are collaborating to organize this event, marking a significant advancement for adventure sports in the region. The Northeast India Tourism Confederation and the Association of Buddhist Tour Operators have entered into a MOU to foster collaboration in the field of travel and tourism, with particular emphasis on the promotion of Buddhist pilgrimage tourism across the Northeast region. The MOU was formally signed on Wednesday by Chering Wange, President in EITC, and Dr. Kolesh Kumar, Advisor Tourism Government of India and Secretary General ABTO. The third edition of Bharat Lok Sangeet Arunachal Pradesh Utsav at Siang Festival Ground in Pasighat was organized by the Department of Tourism from 25 to 26 March. The festival witnessed performances from folk artists of Arunachal tribes including Adi, Puroik, Lisu, Olo and Bugun, along with the Garba dance from Gujarat, Veerbhadra Kunita from Karnataka, and a closing performance by Dr. Deling Padung and band. Lower Siang district joined the nation in celebrating the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram, the national song of India, Phase 3 today. A program was organized at the Freedom Fighters Commemorative High Mast National Flag Podium, built in honor of the freedom fighter late Mojaruba at Deepa Village, Lower Siang District. During the program, Augusti Jamo Dako Kam Dipro highlighted the historical significance of Vande Mataram and its pivotal role in inspiring India's freedom movement. He emphasized the importance of fostering patriotism, unity, and a deeper understanding of the nation's rich cultural heritage. The gathering paid homage to freedom fighter Mojaruba. The Pasighat College of Horticulture and Forestry organized a day-long state-level workshop on bio-intensive integrated pest management for organic horticulture in Arunachal Pradesh on Wednesday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.